Hundreds of civilians were reported killed in fighting between rival ethnic groups in central Nigeria last month. The Red Cross says more than 50,000 refugees have abandoned the area. Poverty long has aggravated existing tensions among the more than 200 ethnic groups, and intercommunal violence has become a common occurrence. NPR's Ivan Watson reports.
As 2-year-old Joseph Angulu cries for his mother, his tears fall onto a large bloody bandage covering the right side of his face. Last week he was slashed with a machete when attackers raided his village. Joseph's 4-year-old sister Anatu sits beside him in silence. She suffered a long knife wound to the head. There are 11 other patients in the children's ward of this hospital, all under the age of 10. These are the youngest victims of central Nigeria's latest ethnic conflict. In a neighboring building, Joseph and Anatu's mother, Halina Yakuba, a member of the Egon ethnic group, sits upright in her bed as she recounts the raid on her village. Dozens of men attacked at dawn, she says, and more than 50 people were killed. Halina says she and her children tried to escape, but they were caught by a man wielding a machete. Halina's nurse translates.
Gave her a deep cut at this hand, but the other hand he just cut it off. He also attacked the 2 children, that they should kill them, they are monkeys.
Survivors say the attackers were neighbors, people they knew and worked with from a minority ethnic group known as the Tivs. But the Tivs insist that they are the victims in this conflict, and almost all of them have fled the region. Barely an hour's drive from the hospital, thousands of Tivs are now living at the Daudu refugee camp. The camp's doctor meets with a new patient, a 60-year-old woman with an injured hand.
What is mama carrying? Oh, is it the hand? Okay, open it.
No, mama, we could hear you. Nkana
Ndekume says during a raid on her village, a man slashed her on the arm, the head, and the back of the neck, and then left her for dead. It's taken her a week to reach this camp. The doctor says her wounds are so heavily infected now that she will probably lose her hand. The fertile farmlands of central Nigeria are known as the Middle Belt, one of the most ethnically diverse parts of the country. Among the dozens of ethnic groups here, the Tivs are seen as newcomers, as unwanted settlers. The current series of raids and revenge killings between Tivs and other local groups was triggered last month after the unsolved murder of a clan leader. The conflict is not a new one. In 1992, more than 5,000 people were reported killed during a war between Tivs and another group called the Jukuns. Today, the state's elected government is working to calm the chronic tension through negotiation and reconciliation. Laburan Maku, a spokesman for the Nasarawa state government, says Nigeria's stagnant economy is at the root of the ethnic clashes.
Some of these things are mainly economic. Mainly issues of high level of poverty. So any little thing can flare up. People are hungry, people can't get the sufficient opportunities, you know, that they want to address some of their immediate problems.
The average Nigerian earns just $300 a year in Africa's most populous country. And all too often, in hard times, Nigeria explodes along ethnic and religious fault lines. Last October, hundreds died in the commercial capital of Lagos when members of the Hausa and Yoruba ethnic groups clashed, and thousands were killed during Muslim-Christian riots in the city of Kaduna in 1999. Nigerian writer Chinua Achebe says these conflicts stem from bad leadership.
So what's happening is that people are abusing ethnicity and religion to promote whatever, you know, some other interest they have. It's simply an excuse. What is at stake is power.
In the refugee camps in central Nigeria, some say the fighting is over land. Others say it's over positions in local government. An entire country in the midst of a food shortage may suffer the consequence. The latest conflict is being fought in the country's breadbasket, and it has brought the planting season to a halt. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Nasarawa State in central Nigeria.